Amen. Well, I want to welcome everyone around the world, those that are logging on. I want to thank you for continuing to support us. If I could ask you, please, on our website, if you haven't been on our website, I'm sure you have, but if not, you might have been listening to this message on a tape that somebody might have given to you. But our website address is glorytothenations.org. And on our website, we have a thing called PayPal, which you can support us, which we desperately need support. Everyone knows that, you know, you can't function in this world without any type of support. And so we would like you to hit that PayPal button. And if you could, just whatever is laid on your heart, we would love to have you offer that love offering or love gift and send that through. I think there's instructions on how to go about doing it. I'm going to ask Rachel if she would, I was going to ask Rachel if she would like to come up and share. I want to just bless the nations that are logging on. I feel that Ukraine is on my heart very desperately right now, and Russia. And with those two nations, it's also next to Poland. And so I want to keep those all in prayer. I also want to keep, there's a nation, I want to say Italy, but it's not Italy. But we'll keep Italy in prayer. But I believe it's Germany. That's what I'm feeling right now in my heart. So keep Germany. We're going to keep you in prayer. And I know that God has some great things in store for you. Some of you might know me through my testimony. Some of you might not know my testimony, but I want to say God, and that's really all we know, as a power in the realm of spirit that we can't see with human eyes. But I also want to say the God of the universe, the God of creation, the God of faith. Has done something very extraordinary in my life, which altered my whole life, and I'm no longer the same person I was about 15 years ago. I had an encounter from the God of the universe, and he has altered my life and changed it, and has given me the mysteries of the universe. In Christianity or some religions, what I know is based out of this book. This book confirms what I know, I should say. This book is called the Holy Bible, and this is the only book that I have come across that bears witness of what I have experienced. And in this book, it speaks about the kingdom of God. And I want to say that it is a kingdom that we are not aware of or not known. We are living in the year 2015 right now, so the text is hard to understand as far as kingdom, because we don't have a kingdom anymore. We don't even know what it's like to have a king or to be ruled under a king. But there is leadership and some authority in, I want to say, in space or heaven or universe. And I want to share, before we get started, briefly, that most of us, all of our arguments and all of our division is all played on words. Some people don't like space as heaven or the galaxy or the universe or the power of God as the universe of God or the God of the universe. So it's all play of words. I don't want to offend anyone with my words, but if these offenses come, oh well, get over them. So with all that being said, I'm going to ask Rachel if she would come up, and she's going to just share about our website and what our statistics are like. And I want to really just encourage all of you to keep passing the word out around the world, and I'm going to call Rachel up. Amen, yeah.
You were mentioning countries real quick. You said Ukraine, that's second on our list. Germany, that's third on our list. Italy's a little further down. And Poland? Poland, was that what you were thinking about?
Yeah.
Poland's...
But it could be close to Lithuania.
Right. Well, they're on there, and Latvia, and Romania.
So Ukraine is number two, and Ukraine was the first one that I mentioned,
right,
wasn't it?
Right.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nepal is a country on here. I think that's fairly new. Luxembourg, I don't remember seeing before. So that's fairly new. Welcome. Welcome. In general, the thing about the PayPal that he's talking about, it's called under the button that says to support us. You click on that, that'll take you to the PayPal button to support us. And in the total count at the moment, we have hit over that 1,500 mark.
All right.
And for the month of September, this is only the 9th of September, and we've had 124 new visitors in 9 days.
124 new visitors
in nine days.
Thank you, everybody.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome. We love you all. And send us messages, because there's that other button that's towards the right-hand side of the screen on your on the website that says requests. We want to hear from you. Contact us. Send us a hello. I don't really care what it says. Just send me a real message. Be a real person. Send us something. Reach out and touch us. We like to talk back. Here you go.
Awesome. And we also take prayer cloths, and we pass them out. And believe me, there are great miracles that go with these. It's a wonderful thing. We get testimonies all over the place. But you'll never get a testimony if you don't ask for one. So you'll never know what happens. When my life was altered and changed, I guess you would say the universe, I want to call it heaven. I want to call it the angelic beings that come and support and minister with me. But they come with me. They support me. They have commissioned themselves to work alongside of me. There's a man in this book called Jesus, and his life in Acts, Peter was one of the apostles or one of the men that was under the leadership of Jesus. And when Jesus passed, he was used by God as a sacrifice to show representation of sins being forgiven. But that's a long story. I'll talk about sins maybe one day. But there is no sin, according to what I know. It's because we have instant forgiveness. But one thing that I do want to say is Peter stood up and spoke and said, hey, this is a man attested by God, who God did many signs, wonders, and miracles through him. And that's exactly what God is doing. He's attesting himself through me with signs, wonders, and miracles. So I just want to make that clear that it's not anything to do with me. There's nothing within me as far as this power that or whatever that might create these signs, wonders, and miracles. But it's God, the power of the universe. It's the God of creation, the God of, I would say, heaven or the kingdom of God. And that God is the God of truth, which is manifested through faith, which is the God of faith. And that God in itself does these signs, wonders, and miracles through me and through this ministry. We have other pastors and I want to call leaders that are working alongside of me in this ministry. And God is working through them also because they're under this covering. And so I'm very grateful for everything that is being done and what is happening. And I'm very proud of the leadership in this place. With that being said, I want to start with my message. That was all the introduction, so I want to start with my message. The message that I have is, have you ever felt unhappy or empty or I want to say bored, but not bored, just feeling gloomy, just feeling blah? Have you ever felt that way before? Okay. Well, that feeling is a natural, normal feeling. And that feeling that you're beginning to get, and I want you to start understanding why it's so important to have, I want to say, my God, which could be your God too, once you understand who my God is, because there are many gods, but there's only one true God that works and manifests in a power that brings you joy and peace, happiness, and also a clean conscience of forgiveness, a form of righteousness, but not of your own by good works. So I want you to find my God. And I am saying my God because I hear of a lot of people have relationships with God, but I don't see the manifestation of God in their lives. I don't see the peace. I don't see the joy. I don't see the righteousness. I don't see the excitement. I don't see the manifestation of my God. And that's why I say my God. And there are many gods. And my God is a jealous God, and he won't have any other gods before him. And this is why a lot of things happen in our lives, because we're not really truly surrendering, so to say, to my God or to the God of the universe. And I want to clarify and make a clear understanding so that you're not deceived by just any God. I mean, anybody can just pick something out of the air and start believing in this thing in the air. Anybody can do it. But you have to be geared and steered to the correct faith God, to the God of faith. You have to find the real truth of the God that I'm trying to tell you about, who brings victory, who brings glory, who brings joy, who brings peace, who brings a clean heart, a clean conscience, who brings love. And it's supernatural. It's not a work. It's not something that you have to work at as far as when this peace and joy comes. So, if you're feeling empty or sluggish, you're not feeling joyful, there's something that's missing. 90%. Now, a lot of times it's we just are bored, okay? But I don't want to call it bored. I'll explain to you what boredom is in a minute. A lot of times our minds are very active and we just need to be stimulated in our mind. If our minds aren't being stimulated, then we can become bored. But I'm talking about just life in general, being dry and thirsty, so to say. Well, there's a magnetic pull. And in that magnetic pull, it's almost like how the sun and the moon rotate around the universe and they keep sync. It's just like the ocean tides and how it comes in to the beach and then comes out to the ocean. You got high tides and low tides. And so there's a pull that's going on. Well, that is manifesting by God. There's a reason why God has this pull. It's his will. And when you're feeling blah or empty, something's missing inside. And you're not active in the will of God. And what you need to do is you need to come into the will of God so that you're not being pulled away from his will. Listen, there could be manifestations of certain pains in your body, like, you know, wrenched necks or back pains or something like that. You could be resisting the pull of God. And God is trying to send you or pull you in a certain direction, and you're not heeding to it, and you're going into another direction, and you start going down this other road, and next thing you know, you're tired. Supernatural. You're just tired. You don't even know why you're tired. You seem empty. You seem like fatigued and sad, and you don't even know why you're feeling this way. And it's because that you are walking away from the energy of God. You're walking away from the magnetic energy of God. And when you begin to start repenting, this is that word repenting, meaning changing the way you're thinking, and you begin to tap into your inner self, which is God, the inner man that is inside of you, and begin to hearken and begin to change the way you're thinking, your whole thought pattern alters your direction of motion. Isn't that awesome? I want to share with you that spirit and the supernatural and the universe comes well before us. And science is really just confirmation or discovery of the spirit. And I want everyone to understand, because a lot of people say religion and science are separate. Well, that's not true. Science is spirit revealed. You know, when science starts discovering certain things in your body and starts to see nerves and how your mind works and all that other stuff, that technically is the spirit working through you. And then they come up with scientific names and terminologies and all that other stuff, and they come up with some type of explanation. But the reality is, it's all spirit. It's all universe. It's all supernatural. Even just the way our heart keeps pumping on its own. Isn't that amazing? And stops on its own. But, you know, I'm 50. I had epiphany, and some of you are listening to my messages and finding out that I had epiphany, and epiphany is an awakening. And, you know, you look at your heart and you say to yourself, my God, I'm 50 years old and my heart's been pumping for 50 years without a battery, without any electronics. But yet we do have electronics. We have nerves, which are all controlled by pools of energy, which all come from God. And God is the God of universe. So I want you to really open up your whole mind. I want you to open up your heart, because I want everyone around the world to put away the differences. Put away the separation because of words. It bothers me so much. I know that there are a lot of pastors and leaders that are hearing me that are probably not happy with what I'm saying, because their verbiage doesn't connect with their verbiage. But the meaning is there. The meaning is true. And I'm sure that there are Scientology and astrologists and all those others that, you know, might hear the kingdom of God or God, and right away they get offended and they don't take what I have to say because of play of words. Well, I want us to put away the play of words. I want us to put them down, and I want you to have an open heart and an open mind and an open ear and an open eye so that you can hear, see, and understand what I'm saying, because what I have will give you life. What I have will give you understanding. I'm in the midst of writing a book right now, and I can't wait until it gets done, because it's going to be a series of many series. And it'll bring a clear understanding of what I'm saying and what I would like to say as far as from the beginning to the end, because you're here for a purpose. How many people realize that you're here for a purpose? You're not just born to just eat and sleep and duty. Am I allowed to say duty? But, you know, you're not just here for just no reason at all. You're here for a purpose. And that purpose is really to glorify the higher power, the God of faith, the God of the universe, my God, the one that has all victory in our lives, the one that gives us strength. And, you know, you say to yourself, well, if that's the only thing that we have to do is just give him glory. No, that's not true, because we're a part of life that creates function in everybody. All of us play a part within one another. How many people understand that? Good. Because we all function within one another. Somehow, somewhere, I'm functioning in you and you don't even know it. But maybe through my words, it's altering your thoughts, and now you're going to be able to function different. So you have to realize that we're all connected one way or another. And so that's why I say you got to open up your minds. There is a big picture here, but we're so narrow-minded, short-sighted, that we can't see the big picture. And what causes our short sight and blindness is really self-centeredness. We can't look out beyond ourselves. And if we can start looking out beyond ourselves and not look at ourselves at all, our minds are going to be much clearer, our heart is going to be more functional, and we're going to be solving a lot more issues and problems in the world, and we'll be effective all around the world. But we got to get it out. We got to get the word out. You know how many people are so self-centered? They just can't get out of themselves. It's all about them. It's everything about them. Well, let's get back to the pool of energy, the pool of God, the pool, magnetic force of God. Have you ever twisted your body? Has anyone ever twisted or bent the wrong way and, that hurt? You know, these things happen. If there are individuals out there that have pain in their back or in their necks, more than likely what you're in, what you're doing, may not be in the will of God. Now, I just want you to be open-minded. Maybe it is, and maybe it could be something else. But don't knock what I'm saying. You need to really take a good look at what is going on. I know within my own self, there was a time where I had a severe back pain because I was actually involved in something that I shouldn't have been involved in. It was a business that, you know, I was rejecting this call because I know that it's a faith call and financially it's, you're going blind. And that's why I'm asking for your support because, you know, we're going blind. But with that all being said, you know, I had concerns in my own heart whether or not how I'm going to support myself. And so I was struggling with this business and literally it was wrenching my body. And I didn't really understand why it was wrenching my body until I finally realized I'm not in the will of God. I had to walk away in order for me to get into the will of God, and that was to be in this ministry, to be speaking to you, to release this message, to write these books, to do these things by a walk of faith, to believe that my needs will be taken care of, and they will. But he'll do it through you too. So I want you to understand that God works through all of us. We're all interconnected and we're all intertwined. And I want you to realize that. So with you intertwined with me and working with me, I'm actually going to be working with you. It's one of those mysteries. It's an incredible mystery. But this book, the Bible, even talks about that we're all the body of Christ. But this is a word that's been 2,000 years ago written without the knowledge that we have. So I'm sharing this knowledge, this mystery knowledge that was given from the universe, from God. And so we're all intertwined together. So as you feed me, I'll feed you. As you support me, I'll support you. Believe it or not, that's how it works. This blessing will come back to you. Whatever you sow, you will reap. It's just a law that is in the universe, and I'm one of my series is going to be written about laws, and so I can't wait till the book gets out. But, you know, it's a sowing and reaping situation. It's all intertwined. It's all under the universe. It's all under the kingdom of God, so to say. For those that are Christians, I'll speak some Christian language. Those that are Scientology, I'll speak some Scientology language. Those that are, you know, mystics, I'll speak mystic language. But it's all the same. It's just like all the religions around the world. They all have a piece of truth. And then they have a piece of what they want truth. They alter it with their own thoughts and their own ideas. And you might be saying, well, is that something that you could be doing? Well, you can judge it whatever you want, but I have the fruit of it. You know, I have the fruit. You know, my life is full of peace. My life is full of joy. And I have a clean, righteous conscience. So I'm cleansed by the Spirit of God or the Spirit of the universe. So with that being said, I want to get back to this wrenching pull. So when I finally said, okay, Lord, and I called the God of the universe, God and Lord and Father, because there is real no name on this earth for this God that I know that has altered my life and gave me this unspeakable joy and peace and righteousness. But coming out of this book, the Bible, it's called The Kingdom of God and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we can keep going on and on and on. But when I finally submitted and laid everything down, despite the circumstances, despite the repercussions of what might take place, and I came into obedience, the supernatural twist of my back left. That pain that was literally pounding and hurting so bad in my body, where I sometimes couldn't even walk, left me, instantly left me. I had a thing called agitative, acid reflux, and it was, you know, really bad to where I had to take one of those acid pills every day, and then I also had some migraine headaches that just would not leave. And I had to take 4 or 5 aspirins along with that acid pill and this pounding, aching back of mine that put me in the bed sometimes. And it was because I wasn't in the will of God. My body and mind and intestinal digestive system was all out of whack. And as soon as I submitted, as soon as I said yes, as soon as I made that commitment in my heart, instantly I was set free. Instantly, I don't take any, and I have witnessed, there's a woman in my life who will witness that I don't take those acid pills anymore. And wasn't it as soon as I left? I don't take the aspirins anymore. I don't even have any more back pain anymore. It's completely gone. And so when I began to seek the Lord for direction on this, he began to show me the magnetic pull of his will. And when we walk in his will, our bodies reflect it, our minds reflect it, our inners reflect it. Everything is reflected. And so how we do it, how do we get into the will of God? How do we get in the pool of the tide, so to say, where when the moon comes up and the high tide goes out at a certain time, and then when the moon settles, the tide comes back in at a certain time? How do we get into that realm? Well, we have something inside of us that speaks to us. You want to call it the Holy Spirit? You want to call it the Spirit of God? You want to call it the Son of God? You want to, whatever you want to call it. For arguments, since this is somewhat Christian based, I'm going to call it the Spirit of Christ, the Son of God, or the power of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, these are the only words that I have to share. Or God himself, or his self, herself, itself. With that being said, you have a conviction. You have something that speaks to you. And a lot of times, we might have to take a couple of days off. We might have to just sit down, throw all of our worries away, and just wait on this inner voice. And be honest with ourselves. Despite the fear, despite the circumstances. Listen, I understand what it is to battle with fear. I understand what it is when you have obligations and responsibilities and people depend on you. I understand when you have, you know, all these things that you're facing. And then you have to say to yourself, all right, well, who created me? Who's my father? Who is my superior? Who is the one that is supposed to supply my needs and take care of me? And this is the promise that we have through this higher power that I'm talking about, my God. I'm talking about the God of creation, the God of the universe, which is yours too. And I want you to remember that. It's your God too, but he's not your God until you embrace what I'm saying, until you grab hold and believe on what I'm saying. And when you believe on what I'm saying, then all of a sudden, you're going to start coming into the kingdom of God. You're going to start coming into the kingdom of the universe. You're going to start coming into the will, the supreme being's will in your life, and you're no longer going to resist it. You're never longer going to be yanked away from it, or, you know, be pulled and twisted and altered, your mind and your thoughts. You know, our thinking is distorted because we're out of his will. How many people realize that? You know, when you come into his will, when you come into this place of peace, and one of the keys of doing it is really forsaking your light, forsaking your ego, forsaking yourself, and begin to start looking at others, start looking at others' needs, looking at others and giving them the need. You know, when you give people their need and you listen to their need, sometimes it might just be listening to somebody. It might just be as simple as sitting there listening to somebody. You're giving them something. You're giving them. And by you giving them something, you're receiving. You're receiving things that you don't even know. You can't even comprehend. You're receiving a clear mind. You're receiving a clear inner being. Your body inside will function more. It'll be cleaner. Some of you might have like heart conditions where you got clots in your bloodstream. Those clots could be because you're just not listening. You could be not giving somebody something, whether it's a deed or a word or advice or just attention. And because you're not giving and you're so egoistic, you're so into yourself, you're jammed up, you're clotting up, you're fouling up, you can't function. Your whole entire being is going backwards. It's going in a direction that you don't want it to go. If you don't want a headache, then listen to somebody. How many people are understanding what I'm saying here? It is so important to understand what I'm saying so that this way you don't walk away going, huh? Which a lot of us might do in the beginning. I was sharing with a woman earlier, and she says, I listened to your tape and it was good. And I said, wonderful. I said, could you do me a favor? Listen to it again and then give me a call. I got a phone call. She says, you know, I heard that tape the second time, and man, it seemed like a different message. And I really got something different out of it. And you know what? It was pretty good. It was better than the first time I listened. I said, do me a favor. Listen to it for one more time. Just listen to it again. And then give me a call. She listened to the tape. This was just any tape. And trust me, it happens with every tape. So she listened to it again. She gave me a call. And she was a little welled up. And I was like, what's wrong? She's like, I can't believe something is happening. I really got moved and touched by that tape. And I said, did you listen to the same tape? Yeah, it was the same tape. I said, well, what do you think's different? She's like, I don't know. But all I can say is, that tape was great. Oh, so it's not good and it was not all right. Now it's great. She's like, yeah, I can't put it down. I said, okay, do me one more favor. Listen to it again and give me a call. So that person went ahead and listened to it again, and that person couldn't even finish telling me what it was about. All she could do was cry. It happened. The light came in. The power of the universe penetrated into her inner being. The words that I have to say are not of my own. They're of the universe. They're of God. And we may have to listen to this 5-6 times. But the last time you listen to it, you're going to be undone. Your life is going to begin to change. Whatever issues you have, whatever ailments you have, whatever diseases you have, whatever is going on, whatever poverty you're in, whatever it is going to begin to start breaking away. And that's why I say it's so important to continue to listen to these messages and continue to support. I need to be intertwined with you. So the more that you support me, the more you're going to be supporting yourself. I guarantee as soon as you begin to start giving to us, giving to this ministry, you're going to find out that you're in the will of God. And in the will of God, you're going to find out that, you know, you might have some issues that all of a sudden you're going to think clearer. You're not going to be coming under attacks as much. And there's a reason why you're listening. There's a reason why you're hearing this. There's a reason. And if I was you, I would just, you know, give all that you can, so that you can get back all that you can. I want you to get back what is being held back from you. And you're being held back. It's just like if you're at a dinner table and you're supposed to be listening to an individual, maybe your spouse or a friend, and you're not even giving them your attention. Well, guess what? You're being robbed. You're being robbed, and the universe isn't going to be able to sow into your life. The universe isn't going to be able to give back to you what you gave. How many people are understanding what I'm saying? Please understand the importance of giving. The importance of this magnetic pull that God has for us in our life. And it comes in many different ways. I want everybody to be free. I want everybody to be set free. I don't want anybody in pain. I don't want anybody in suffering. I don't want anybody to have anything going on against their will. How many of us here have certain things that we would like to have different? Okay. Well, if you're doing the same thing over and over and you're expecting different results, well, I guess it isn't going to happen. You have to do something different in order to get different results. So please do what I'm saying, because I know it's different than what you're doing. I know you're not doing it. Well, okay, maybe you are listening to a point. Maybe you are giving to an extent. But to what level? Are you giving everything? Are you listening to everything? Are you doing for others as you would do for yourself? Or are you leaving a little bit out? If you're leaving a little bit out, then you're getting shortchanged. And no wonder you're not completing the things in your life. No wonder those things are not like it's you're there, but not quite. How many have ever got there, but not all the way? Well, there's reasons. And listen, why we're doing it is because not because we're bad individuals. We just don't know. We just didn't know. Nobody really told us how to get the fullness in our life. I'm trying to tell you how to get the fullness in our lives. I got the fullness, and I'm sharing what I have. And so this way, I want you to really see the favor of God. I really want you to see the power of God. I really want you to see His purpose in your life. Because when you begin to line up, man, you feel excited. You feel energetic. You feel like you got a purpose. you know, tomorrow is not a burden. You're ready to go on tomorrow. You're ready to take on things. Now, listen, these things might not happen in the very beginning because you're probably deep, deep down in the ocean. You're probably so weighted down and you're drowning and you're at the very bottom of the ocean. Well, a lot of weight's got to come off, and that's going to take some time. And as you unload these weights, you know, I hope and pray that there are people in your life to encourage you and not to put more weights on you. But then eventually you're just going to automatically float to the surface as you begin to surrender things, as you begin to lay things down, as you begin to apply the things that I'm saying. And then you'll start floating up. And then all of a sudden you'll come up to the top of the surface. And it still won't be as easy as you think. You're going to be having to catch your breath, and you're going to have to and settle down a little bit and relax. And it might take a month or two or three or a year. Who knows? Or it might take longer. But it's going to happen. And the sooner you do it, the quicker it's going to happen. I know within my own life, I was deep down in the ocean, even understanding this truth. But when I got in the will of God, I floated to the surface, I got my breath, and then I waited, and then all of a sudden God showed up with a raft, and then I got on the raft, and he took me to the promised land. And now I'm kind of like getting out of the raft and walking onto the promised land. But and it happens quick. The more you're aware to it, the quicker it goes. The more you yield to it, the quicker it goes. The more you fight with it, the longer it's going to take. And that's the God's honest truth. It's no different than you trying to swim and you don't know how to swim. And you're just going to like flounder all over the place and exert so much effort and get nowhere. Well, I'm teaching you how to swim. And I'm going to teach you how to be a real good swimmer. And you're going to swim against the tides, and then you're going to swim along the tides. But you're going to swim. And then eventually you're going to come to this beach, and you're going to, hey, I'm dressed for the attire. You see, I'm at the beach. And you're going to look like a surfer like me, and you're going to come to the beach, and you're going to be like, wow, this is awesome. I feel really, really, really good. So, with that being said, I want you to have an understanding about the pulls and the currents and the magnetic forces of God, the God of the universe, and how it affects our bodies, how it affects our minds, how it affects our life, and the will that we walk in determines our purpose. And with that being said, I probably went over my limit in time to speak. So if we could just have every head bowed for a moment. I believe in prayer, and I know that angels or living creatures or whatever you want to call them are assigned to you, and I'm going to commission them to go to you and begin to minister to you in your need. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for this time. I thank you that we are able to give to the people of the world, to give so that we will receive. And, Lord, I want to ask a special favor. Honor your word. Honor me as I glorify you, glorify me, and begin to touch those individuals that are listening. Those that are listening, whatever need they have, Lord, those that are driving in their car, I want you to touch their need right now. Those that think that there is no way, Lord, I want you to make a way. Those that might have, you know, issues with suicidal thoughts or depression, Lord, remove them now. Remove them. Take those thoughts out, Lord. I thank you. Amen and amen.